Okay, we're continuing the Tanya, Perek Lamed Hey, top of page Tuf Mem Aleph. We have to explain why we need Masim Tovim, good actions, to bring this Hashros HaShechina and where it brings the Hashros HaShechina, as opposed to other concepts of Hashros HaShechina. V'hine, kishe'odam Isaac b'Torah, when a person is learning Torah, ozai nishmaso shehi nafsha alokis, his soul, which is a divine soul, im shnei levusha, with its two garments, hapnimis, its inner garments, levadam, alone. And what are they? Shem koach hadibur v'machshava, the power of speech and the power of thought. Nichlolos bar Hashem ein sof baruch hu, they're incorporated within the light of Hashem. U'miyuchadus bo biyuchud gomer, and they're unified with him, a complete unity. V'hi hashros hashchina al nafsho ha'alokis. This is called the Hashros HaShechina, the Shechina resting on the divine soul, as our rabbis say in Pirkei Avos. She'afilu echad she'yoshek ve'osek v'terah Shechina sa'im. Even one person is sitting and learning Torah, the Shechina is with him. Explains the commentary. Be'esek ha'Torah v'ari yesh Hashros HaShechina. There's no question that if you're learning Torah, the Shechina is resting. But all it is the Shechina is resting on the divine soul, and specifically on the garments of that divine soul, the inner garments, which is thought and speech. But not the garment of action of the divine soul, which is the most outermost garment, Sheina kosher im lumara Torah, that's not connected with the learning of Torah. And certainly, when you're learning Torah, learning Torah doesn't have the Shechina rest on the outward actions of the divine soul. V'lo'ala nevesha bahamis, and it doesn't rest on the animalistic soul. V'al gufa gashmi, on the physical body. V'zen nasan, how does that happen? That's al yedei masa hamitzvos. That's going to happen through mitzvah activities. And in Yud Beis, he's been having this running issue. What about the mitzvah of loving and fearing God? How come, where does that fit in? We say mitzvahs are the oil. What about loving and fearing God? We don't seem to include that. He says, v'kapa yoshal tarts v'negela mitzvahs av of year. We can explain why the mitzvah of loving and fear is not included in this oil of mitzvahs. Shemes mitzad ha-mitzvah shebedavar yeshim ha-shar ha-shechina. You'd think that from the mitzvah itself would cause the Shechina to descend. El shiliosa mitzvahs ruchanis olmasim. But those are mitzvahs that are spiritual mitzvahs and not action-based mitzvahs. Love and fear are not action-based. Eina po'alos al-chalokim anuhuchim ha-shalom. They don't act upon the lower parts of the person, koach ha-maisav ha-guf, the power of the action of the body. Therefore, the Zohar will pick uvdan tovan, good deeds dafka. But the main answer we'll see later on in chapter 40. We'll see how we'll deal with those mitzvahs.
Wow.
Okay. Certainly learning Torah is a great thing, and learning Torah caused the Shechina to descend on the spiritual component of the human being. The divine soul is garmented through thought and speech. Continues the Tanya. Achidei lahamshich or v'horas hashchina gam al gufo v'nafsha bahamis. Shihachi yunis hamalavish b'gufo mamish. But in order to draw down the light and the illuminated Shechina on the body and the animalistic soul, which is the life force that's enclosed within the body mamish, Tzarech lekayim mitzvahs masiyos hanasi v'adei gufa mamish. You have to do physical mitzvahs that are done by the physical body mamish. Shas koach haguf mamish shebasiyazu nichlo bor Hashem urutzonim yuchud bo biyuchud gomer. Because then the power of the body itself, as it does the mitzvah, is incorporating the light of Hashem in His desire, and it unifies a complete unity. V'ulavush hashlishi, it's the third garment, shel nefesh olokis, of the divine soul, the actions of mitzvahs, explains the commentary. V'kima mitzvahs amaisis, when we do physical mitzvahs, harieshnal koach haguf mamish, there's the power of the body itself. A mashal, for example, kasher yehudi maniach tefillin, when a person puts on tefillin, Hare yesh kan es hakoch hagufoni hameniya es hayad upolas hanachas tefillin. You have the physical force that's moving the hand, that's activating it to put on the tefillin. Vim kein comes out koach zehu chelek memitzvah hanachas tefillin. That power is part of the mitzvah that's found in putting on tefillin. That's incorporated in the will of the light of Hashem and His desire. This is the third garment of the divine soul, which is the garment of action. Continues the Tanya. It comes out now that the power of the life force of the body, mamish, that comes from the klipas noga. Remember, klipas noga is this artificial neutral force. Nisapech meira l'tov. It turns from bad to good. V'nichlo mamish b'kedusha k'nefesh alokis mamish. And it's incorporated in holiness like the divine soul mamish. Why? Since it's the part that actively does the mitzvah, if you don't have that part involved, godly soul couldn't make the body do anything. Ki ruchani is because divine soul is spiritual. Vaguf gash ruchami, the physical body is physical. Vamamutsa benem, and the in between part, hu nefesh achiyunis, is the life force. Habaham is the animalistic soul. Hamu levish bedam ba'arim, which is enclosed in the blood of the person. Shibalibo v'chol guf, in the heart and whole body. So you're getting that part involved as well. Explains the commentary. Koch ha nefesh achiyunis misanad hu miklipa. The life force itself, in and of itself, is klipa. But the asiyas mitzvah, by doing a mitzvah, mishapech, it gets turned around. V'nichlal b'kedusha, gets incorporated in holiness. V'av she'asiyas ha-mitzvah magia minefesh alkis. Even though the doing of the mitzvah, it comes from the divine soul, that's the source of wanting to do the mitzvah, but in order for the divine soul to activate any real thing that's physical in the body, it's with the in-between part, which is the nefesh achayunis habamis, which is the animalistic life force. V'inkein comes out, koach ha-nefesh achayunis pol v'osa mitzvah, comes out that life force is activated and actually doing the mitzvah. Now that's an important thing.
That's pretty darn important.
Explains the Tanya. Vav shemahuso, vats muso, shon nefesh abahami shibolibo, shemido seharoi madain lo nichlo b'tusha. Even though the essence of the animalistic soul in his heart, which reflects his bad midos, have not been incorporated in Kedusha, he still does not have good midos. Mikol makom, still no. Mayachar di iskapin l'tusha, since they've been forced and pressed into holiness. And as he's borrowing the expression, against their will, they have to say amen and agree to do it. They agree and they're willing to do the mitzvah. Why? Because the godly soul overcame it. With what power? With its brain, that controls the heart. And now at this time, we're going to talk about the exile and the sleepiness of the animalistic soul, as we explained. The commentary will deal with this. So that does not move the Ashrosh Hashchina on the body of the person at this time. Let's explain what he's saying here. When we look at the Beinoni, the commentary says, Mahusa shall never shall bahamis and shara. The essence of the animalistic soul remains evil. Ella, Shabasismus, when you're doing the mitzvah, Hodam koifa es midos and nefesh abahamis, he's forcing the midos of the animalistic soul. Uba korchanam, and against their will, they have to agree. Umaskamim, umaskimim et sartin, they're agreeable and they do it. Umashapol has komas for ritsu, midos and nefesh abahamis lasosmus, and when the animalistic soul is agreeable, even with its bad midos, to do the mitzvah, even though you really still have bad midos, who he's gabris, so how are we able to do this? The divine soul is overcoming it. Shamoch shalalev, because the brain controls the heart in this battle. Okay, so this is really what's happening over here. Okay, uba pratis, and going into a little bit more detail. Yesh kan dalid inyonim. There's really four aspects, and they're really two overall levels. Hiskapin l'kedusha u'bal korchanoni amen. That's one, where the kedusha pushes against its will, the animalistic soul, and it says amen. B'derech hechrach, through forcing, u'maskivim at times they agree. B'derech haskamas for us, like a way of agreeable and willing. V'pa'ula nalis yoser al nefesh baham. It says a much more elevated activity of the animalistic soul. Akedekach, to the point u'maskivim at times, it's agreeable, and it does it. That's one aspect where we're getting the animalistic soul to agree to do it. U'meirach, on the other hand, there's another point that the Tanya adds at the very end. Maskir shemidas ha-nefesh ha-ba'amis heim be-bechinas golus ha-shkina. He says that the bad midos of the animalistic soul are now in exile and asleep. What did he mean with that?
Whoa.
Shem Zain, this is not the aspect of the skapion l'kedusha ba-korchon on omei maskim ha-matarts. It's not the aspect of forcing. The holiness forces against its will to agree to do it. Shebegolus v'shina in ha-kochas negashim. When the soul is in golus and is asleep, you don't feel their forces at all. So what's the concept? There's two parts of the animalistic soul. There's the part of it where the animalistic soul says it's agreeable to do the mitzvah because the godly soul overcame it to act and it agrees. At least we do it does it in a way that it feels forced. We come up and say, well, when you're actually doing the mitzvah, we see this power, we feel how this power has been broken, and it's been bent down to Kedusha, and it's forced to say amen against its will. It's the higher part of the animalistic soul. The higher part is agreeable to do this. However, there's a lower part. There's the evil part of the animalistic soul. Mm-hmm. We say about that part that it's in golos, shubagolos, vishinas asleep. You can't say, I love shemask, I'm feel above and shall bakar. You can't say, in other words, when you're, well, let's say simply, you've been having a running fight with somebody, really, really bad with him. Now the guy's in trouble. So your conscience says, you know, you should help the guy out. What do you mean? I hate his guts. He's a terrible guy. Now what? No, the animalistic mitos have not been refined. He's still envious and jealous and this and that and all these things.
Braggous.
But the godly soul says, come on, you know the right thing to do is to help him out. So the guy says, okay, I'll do it, but I won't enjoy it. Right? Okay, so now the higher level part of the animal is saying, okay, I'm agreeable to do it against my will. But the bad mitos, if the bad mitos are alive and on fire, he isn't going to do it.
No.
So the bad mitos just go to sleep. He doesn't think about how much he hates his guts. But those bad mitos, right now, they're just asleep. He's just doing through the motions now, as it were. So that's what the Tanya is saying. It's saying the higher level of the animal's soul has to agree or it's not going to do it. Okay, I'll do it, but I'm not happy. And as he does it sleepy dick. As it were, you know, because the parts of him, if the other parts would be wide awake,
it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't do it.
It wouldn't happen.
So that part, like, goes dormant.
You have to put the emotion to sleep.
That's exactly what's going. Elisha Azu Yashan, then he's asleep. Adam works, doesn't feel it. But then afterwards, you know, when you finish doing it, Yochel Yisar Yishuv, Lolitz Yislav Smitz, then he can wake up again and say, I don't want to do the mitzvah. Okay, but that's afterwards.
Well.
Could be. Top of the next page. Since the midos of the animalistic soul agreed to do the mitzvah, the bad part of the animalistic soul is asleep. Now the Shechina can rest on the animalistic soul because there's no fighting. The bad midos have gone to sleep.
That's right.
And similar on the body, even though the body receives its life force from the animalistic force, but the bad part's asleep. In other words, remember, the Shekhinah can't rest when there's any antagonism.
Yeah. It has to be.
So that's the whole point. The time's trying to say, he's saying the great part of mitzvahs and why the Beinoni has any value is when he does a mitzvah, the animalistic body is on board. And the Shekhinah is now resting on the body. Now, how could the Shekhinah rest in the body if there's so much anti? The answer is the anti is asleep. That part's asleep. The other one is agreeable. The higher level part of the animal soul is, I'm agreeable, I'll do it. Okay, you know, you made your point. I won't. The fact that you're doing it means you agree. If you're not agreeing totally, you're not going to do it. So the fact that you're doing it, and at that point, the animalistic soul's bad needles go to sleep. And therefore, the Shekhinah is able to rest on the body. And that's the real chop, is to get the Shekhinah to be resting on the body, the manifestation, the revelation of God. When you put on the tefillin, everyone knows clearly there's a God in this world, and that's being revealed, even though you may not want to do it, but the not wanting is put aside. If it's asleep right now. But if it's not asleep, then it's not so good. Yeah.
The bad part of the animalistic soul, does it go to sleep on its own accord, or is it forced to?
Yeah, it's like, you know what it's like if you force a secular Jew to come to one of my classes. So he falls asleep. He's uninterested.
That's just
uninterested.
Not necessarily.
Sam, was that good?
Rabbi works magic. Good. I'm not sure.
I don't want to go. And before I start, he's asleep. I haven't even said anything.
If you'd be
asleep.
Awake for the first 5 minutes, he wouldn't fall asleep.
You know, it's like Kabbalah Shabbos. And I speak about Kabbalah Shabbos. There's like two or three guys before I've said four words.
I know. It's like amazing. How do they do that? That's amazing.
You should bottle that, Rabbi.
Anyway.
Instead of sleeping.
So what does that mean, actually? That the animalistic soul is just falling asleep by itself?
Yeah, it's not being antagonized. It's totally disinterested, and it...
It's called induction. They call it
energy. That's all. It's
put the mask over your face.
It's not interested. It just goes to sleep. That's all. And that's how the Shekhinah is able to rest.
So just take a couple deep breaths. So.
Now, Lihinei. Now, obviously, if a person, mamish, has kavana, he says, I'm going to do it, and I don't have kavana to do the mitzvah.
Oh, no, that's a problem.
Then the bad midos aren't even asleep, then the Shekhinah won't rest on the guy.
Yeah.
It's not going to rest if he's totally, while he's doing, says, I'm hating every minute of it, I don't want to do it, and then the bad midos are awake.
Or it could be mitzvah sanashi milamada. I'm not even thinking of anything. You know, I'm just doing it by rote.
That's asleep. You're not thinking of anything.
We'll have to see. It's... Anyway, let's continue. Behine. Commentary continues. It's not that the Shekhinah rests just on the force of the animalistic soul that's doing the mitzvah, like the force of putting your hand, to move your hand to the tefillin. But as the Rebbe says in the beginning, that through the mitzvah, that the Shekhinah is drawn on the body and the animalistic soul. Not just on the force, but on the animalistic soul. Klolas aguf, incorporating the physical body, the Shekhinah rests on it. Uklolas nefesh abamis, the animalistic soul is incorporated. The Yavar Sheish Dargistan said, and he's going to explain all different kinds of levels with this. Dahainu, which means... When you take the life force that's enclosed in the doing of a mitzvah, it's totally incorporated in the light of Hashem, it's totally unified with it, and thereby drawing forth the light in general to the life force in the entire body, and also in the physical body, and as of the aspect of surrounding from above, mirosh vad ragla, from head to toe. Mm-hmm. It causes the Shekhinah to surround him from head to toe.
This is doing the mitzvah.
Yes, okay. Says the commentary. Ha'or ha'nimshach al-klolos nefesh ha'bamitzvah, with this light that is drawn overall, on the overall animalistic soul and body, hu'nimshach v'v'chinas makif, that's considered hovering, surrounding. That's what it means. The Shekhinah is hashra, resting. It's like hovering. Hashra b'derech makif. It's resting in a way of makif, surrounding it. Hakocha osas a mitzvah hu nichlo mamash kedusha. The power that's involved in doing the mitzvah is incorporated in the kedusha. V'zeh lemala me'in hashra shekhinah. That's higher than hashra's hashekhinah. And with the power of doing the mitzvah, that's mamish. It's mamish incorporated in the kedusha.
Right.
But when we talk about Hashrah, Hashrah means it's surrounding. That's being mentioned regarding the animalistic soul and the body. But the power that's doing the mitzvah, the power itself, that is, the Kedusha is mamish tied up with it. So there's different levels of where the Kedusha is penetrating till. So it can't penetrate into the animalistic soul. It doesn't penetrate into the body. It surrounds it. Now he's going to get to a side point. Dealing with a side point where Rich already alluded to. We have expressions of Chazal that say, Ushchin teshel reyushe. The Shekhinah rests on his head. Al daikets, dafka an. V'chein akol bei esrei shekhin teshel. And now every 10 people, the Shekhinah rests. Explains now. Zesh, because of Zarnis, go al reyushe. The Zohar talks about on the head. V'chein is makif. That means surrounding. And all 10, the Shekhinah rests. It's surrounding. Okay? Yudal. Footnote. These two ideas of the Shekhinah on his head, or the idea of 10 people of Shekhinah, it has nothing to do with doing a mitzvah. You haven't done a mitzvah yet.
Whoa.
The Zohar is talking about not being allowed to go four amos with your head uncovered.
Whew.
Why can't you go walk four amos without a kippah? Because the Shekhinah is resting on your head.
Whoa.
You don't have to go, you can't go dal amos without a kippah. Not only, it's not necessarily during a time of doing a mitzvah. On the head of a Jew always has the Shekhinah resting.
Ooh.
It's resting on, but not in.
Huh.
And when there's 10 people, the Shekhinah is there. It's not when they're doing a mitzvah. There's levels of Hashrosh Hashkhinah. When we do real mitzvah actions, Shezeho, Hashem, that's the oil. Yesh nadarga gavoy yoser b'ashros. There's a higher level of Ashros Shekhinah.
What is that?
And that's what we're talking about in this parak. That's the Shekhinah we're talking about over here.
Light up. You're lighting it up now.
So why is he bringing this thing of the Shekhinah on the head? Or with the 10 people, the Shekhinah's there. Rakhladugim, right? He's just trying to prove to you there's a concept. Shashros Shekhinah, he b'ofen shalom. There is an aspect of makif. So, in other words, there's a part of makif, where it's surrounding it, and there's a part where it's actually lighting up totally.
That's the doing.
Okay, So the fact that the Shekhinah will rest on every Jew no matter what, even when he's not doing mitzvahs, as explained in Perek Vav, that comes from the nullification. Because a Jew potentially can nullify himself to Hashem. Because he has the ability to give up his life for Hashem.
Sure.
Therefore, the Shekhinah will rest on him, because the Shekhinah only rests on something that's bottle. Right? But it's a potential bottle. In other words, we know every Jew, if he'd have to give up his life, he would give it up his life. So there is a certain overall beetle. Skip the brackets. The Nimtza comes out. There's three aspects where we're talking about Hashrosh Hashkinah. Number one, Ava V'yira, love and fear, Koach HaMesiris Nefesh, the power of giving over one's life, and Torah Mitzvahs. So let's explain each one. But again, Ava V'yira, we're talking about love and fear. Nisbar Khan, we're explaining here, She'ein al Yodam Hashrosh Hashkhinah. There's no Hashrosh Hashkhinah on that. Kimin She'esh B'zeh Mitzvah Shalom, because there's the reality of a person. Remember, for me to love, I have to exist. For me to fear, I have to exist. There's no Bittul yet. He loves Hashem and fears Hashem. But the fact that a person has the power to give up his soul, this is an aspect of nullification. That has nothing to do with the person existing, because he's saying, I will give up my life. Once you give up your life, you don't exist anymore. So the fact that every Jew innately could give up his life, is willing to, it's not like love and fear. So you can get Hashrosh Hashkhinah because you're willing to die for Hashem. And the Shekhinah is makif, it surrounds him on his head.
Constantly.
Ach afal begins the law. Hashrosh Hashkina shall yedei Torah mitzvahs, but Hashrosh Hashkina of the Torah mitzvahs, he madrega gavoh yosher. It's much higher, as we mentioned. The Tzarech Lomar, we have to say shabitul sheish of Torah mitzvahs. What's the bitul involved in Torah mitzvahs? Yesh bechina sheb gavoh mehabitul shol mitzvahs. It's a higher level than that of being willing to give up your life. Mesiris nefesh mitzad teva neshama. Mesiris nefesh is the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is to give itself up. Remains at kashim mitzvahs, but it's not tied up to who he is. His decision-making part. When you meiser nefesh, you don't make cheshbonis. It's not like, okay, I've decided who I am, what I am, everything I love in life, I'm going to throw it all away.
Yeah.
Because meiser nefesh, if you make such cheshbonis, you're not going to give up your life. Elohu batel Hashem legamri, but it's totally nullified to Hashem, kama or aner nimshach l'shrasho, like the light of a candle that's yearning to go back to its root, hagam shis batel shamit, gamit shambimit, this will be totally nullified. But that is all natural neshama pull.
Right.
So it's, you're nullified, but it's not you. You're not nullifying your own wantings and desiring self. That's not a bittul because of Hashem.
It's yours.
It's a teva
yinashama.
But that teva is bittul and not existence. But not so by the mitzvahs. Shem tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the command of Hashem. Hari ha-bitul b'zehu oimek yesha, it's a much deeper bitul. V'nidavet nifra b'ifnei asukal, it's not a totally separate thing. El meyuchad v'nichol b'tzon nisparach, he's totally unified and incorporated within Hashem.
Wow. Ooh, what a note.
Okay, so now, finish up the top of the commentary. He calls a yom, for all this we understand. B'tosefes, for a little explanation, what he means to say, Mashikosav Lasoise. What does he mean to do it? The puzzle is to do it. Sherekamon Arak Lomer Shet Iker Eno Regesh Halev Elamachshav Dirmaise. It's not only that the main is not the feelings, but the thoughts and the speech and action. But in more detail, Shekavonis a pasuk. The pasuk means Lamala Sheyesh Basia Dafka Yesh Mashav Dirmaachshav. The doing itself has a higher level than speech and thought as well.
Wow.
That's the point he's saying. But now we know clear, much more clearly what the purpose of the Beinoni is. And why the souls have come down to this world, being clothed in animalistic soul. Why? Because through their Torah and Avodah, they draw down the Shekhinah. Not only that, more than this, shall you day mitzvahs maasis? When you actually do a physical mitzvah, yesh hashor shechina gam al aguf.
The nefesh bahamis.
The shechina goes even on the body and on the nefesh bahamis.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. All right. We'll stop here. And the last point is just another little side point. We'll deal with that.
Finish off next.